Police in Tunisia have arrested three prominent officials of the main opposition party hours after detaining its leader and raiding its headquarters. Police say a Nahda leader, Rashid Ghannouchi, was detained for questioning on the orders of the public prosecutor. Ghannouchi is a main opponent of President Kais Saied, who has been accused of orchestrating a power grab after he suspended parliament in 2021. Well, Yusra Ghannouchi is the daughter of the detained Ennahda leader. She joins us now from London. Good to have you with us. So, first of all, do you have any word on the status of Rashid Ghannouchi? Is he just simply taken in for questioning, or is he under arrest for something?
Well, since the coup, my father has been interrogated 9 times, summoned for interrogation, for which he willingly presented himself 9 times for flagrantly politically motivated and fabricated charges. But this time, the coup authorities chose to raid my parents' house at the time of breaking the fast on the 27th night of Ramadan. 100 plainclothes policemen raided the house, half of whom went in and prevented the lawyers from observing the search. And after searching the house for 2 hours, they took my father for interrogation. They could have simply summoned him, but he was taken, and lawyers were prevented from joining him for interrogation. And we were
information. Has he been charged? Do you know if he's actually been charged with anything this time?
Lawyers have not been given any information officially about the official charge, but we have heard reports in the Tunisian media, and the Interior Minister yesterday stated that my father has been arrested because of statements he has made. And just now, the public prosecution issued a statement alleging that my father made provocative statements and that he had said, misquoting his words, that he had said that the eradication of Islamists in Tunisia would lead to civil war, whereas the statements, which were not in a leaked video, but in a live Facebook feed from a public meeting at the National Salvation Front headquarters, where he was talking about the National Salvation Front's success in bringing together political parties and intellectual trends in Tunisia in opposition to the coup, where he said word for word that imagining Tunisia without any, without this or that group, without Ennahda, without the left, without Islamists, would be laying the ground for civil war. So this is clear misquoting and misrepresentation of my father, and a new attempt to demonize the political opposition to the coup. This is in the context of the witch hunt against not just Ennahda, but all political parties and all civil society organizations that have been standing against the coup by Kais Saied and who have been calling for a restoration of Tunisian democracy.
Right. Since he was taken, there have been 3 other members of Ennahda who have been arrested. Are you concerned that all of this is simply a prelude to perhaps shut down Tunisia's, you know, one of Tunisia's largest political parties?
We fear that this is possible because since the coup, we have been living without the rule of law, without any respect of rights and freedoms. Not just Nahda, but as I have said, all critics of Kais Saied's coup and his power grab and his failure to manage the economy, to provide any solutions, to take Tunisia out of its crisis, and his insistence on taking Tunisia back to a dictatorship. Anyone who criticizes this is a target of Kais Saied's repression, whether it is Ennahda or anybody else. And we do fear that this is an escalation of the crackdown on the opposition. And we believe anyone who believes in democracy and human rights around the world should clearly and explicitly condemn this persecution of the opposition and this systematic dismantling of Tunisian democracy.
All right, thank you so much, Yusra Ghannouchi there.
Thank you.